Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Corner Table Service. This is a fantasy of sorts, of a date, maybe the first, maybe not, who knows what has been discussed in advance. That being said, some things may happen that you aren't quite aware of. They may seem like the most normal, natural things in the world in that moment. I'm sure this has nothing to do with any kind of fantasies that you've shared with me. So imagine for a moment going out to dinner with me. I've chosen a very nice restaurant, not too expensive, but one with subdued lighting. More of a cozy, intimate vibe as opposed to very loud and busy. Entering the restaurant, you immediately could feel at ease. Your coat taken and guided to a lovely table at a dark corner. The staff is friendly and attentive, waiting for us to decide what we want to drink and eat, taking our time to scan the menu and to slowly come to a choice. All the while, there's kind of a polite conversation going on. It's almost as if you're sort of zoning out every now and then, barely even looking at the menu. The letters unclear in your mind. The edge of the menu is slowly sinking forward, so heavy. And every time you notice it happening, you attempt to continue reading, even though this is probably the third time you started reading the starters. Eventually, you'll make your way through, you're sure. Then again, the more you sort of absent-mindedly focus on the menu, the more this really naughty idea pops in your mind. It's something you're not going to say out loud, of course. This isn't that kind of place. No, tonight you'll just have to wait until after. At least that's what you're telling yourself. So while some drinks have been ordered that you can't quite remember, a gentle toast to a good evening, and a smile on my lips, even in the dark lighting, you can see my eyes staring. There's a smile in them. A smirk, almost. I wonder how well you already know it. This isn't a place. We'll just have to wait for later. So after some struggling, you finally manage to make a choice on the menu. And as soon as we've ordered, you find yourself immediately thinking about something else. Your mouth eager to do something, your body hungry for something. And yet at the same time, you're still just politely chatting away. All of this is completely natural, so commonplace. We're just sitting in a restaurant waiting for our food. You can see my finger sometimes brushing over the edge of the glass, and it creates some strange shivers inside of you that you're not entirely sure are real. There's a very nice feeling in your legs as well, and your chest seems to be very sensitive with every breath. And yet you're just zoning out, not really paying attention to the conversation anymore. Every now and then you catch words under, and maybe something like table. And it seems like such a good idea. Can you imagine yourself being so hypnotized that without even realizing, you just sort of sink down, crawling under the table towards my legs, your hands absentmindedly touching my knees, and finding a strange warmth shivering through your body. Above the table, you still hear the same conversation, and part of you is wondering if you're just dreaming of crawling under the table, or if your hands were actually touching my pants right now, caressing back and forth over my thighs as your lips, your mouth keeps getting hungrier. It is a restaurant after all, and something is making you want to drool, to open up and lick. Your fingers continue to explore my thighs, your head sometimes rubbing your cheeks against my knees and wanting to get closer. When my legs open a little bit, you almost naturally feel the invitation. You're so far lost in this fantasy. Surely you're not actually under the table, caressing with your fingers over my crotch, slowly feeling a heat harden beneath your movements. And yet, your mouth is still kind of hanging open, listening to those words, as if you're being instructed moment by moment, your fingers caressing closer, finding their way to opening those hands that are so much in the way, wanting to touch and feel that heat. And the more you feel yourself lost in that moment of lust, the more natural it becomes to sort of forget where you are and consider it the most natural thing in the world to let your face get closer and closer and your lips touching my flesh. The more you feel yourself open up, the more blank your mind becomes, and the more natural your mouth makes those movements, slowly serving me orally. All the movements, all the actions happen automatically. A back and forth of your mind and body, your fingers just gently pressed against my thighs. It's like the whole world around you has just melted away, and all that matters is this surface. And at some point, you're beginning to move back, not really sure why, but you're slowly crawling back, forgetting all about my pants, and you sort of sit back where you were, as if nothing happened. Back into your seat, staring into my eyes, feeling yourself dreaming in a state of trance where nothing feels entirely real, and yet you have the feeling that you want to do something. You have the need to go somewhere. Your mind barely registers that plates are being brought to our table. You don't even know what you ordered, let alone the name of the dish that you see before you. You feel very hungry, but not for the food in front of you. You look at me. And all it takes is a little nod for you to get back down where you wanted to be. As soon as the staff left the table, you sink back down, crawl your way to where you were just moments ago, and eagerly let your mouth envelop that part of me. Deep, comfortable feeling, sucking without thinking, licking with a delicious smile inside. You can feel my hands moving your head every now and then, and it just feels so good to completely lose yourself in the moment. Everything feels so natural. The movements of your body, your place under the table, serving, sucking, surrendering to the sensations. Your body is feeling so eager. Part of you knows that if I gave the word, you just let yourself be taken completely. Your whole body and mind so deeply hypnotized that all of this feels like the most natural thing in the world. Crawling under the table, sucking, enriching my experience. When it's time again, you move back to your seat without thinking. The craving inside your body no longer hungry for sustenance, but something else. Although somehow, you do start the meal without thinking, and it's delicious. Your mind twisted, your body craving and needy. And you hear some words barely passing your sense of awareness. For the rest, you'll have to wait until after dinner. The haze continues as the food pleases your body and mind. The rest of the evening is kind of a blur though, isn't it? But that craving, that is felt so easily. And it may just have been a dream. It may have been all in your imagination. You vividly feel what you've done. Wake. And enjoy the frustration.